All right, what's up, everybody? It's your boy 17, and we are back at it with episode 5 of the Solo Cast. Okay, listen, it's been a little while. It's been like 2 weeks. I promise I'm gonna get this on a weekly basis type thing, but for now, I'm struggling to get it week by week because I never finish what I start, and by golly, we are gonna get... Who says that? By golly? What am I, 76? Listen, we're gonna get this thing going on a weekly basis, okay? I wanna do it every Friday night. So, without further ado, welcome to episode 5 of The Solo Cast, hosted by yours truly, 17, aka Sev, aka Ethan Truman, aka Rap Game Elvis, aka Flip Game Elvis, aka Kicks Game Elvis, aka You Want It, I Got It. How you doing? Okay, listen, last episode, I was gonna say last week, but it wasn't last week. Last episode, I was pretty sad. Not gonna lie to you. It was, that's why I titled it Sorry for the Vibes, because I knew it was gonna put some sad energy onto you guys, and I just wanna go ahead and apologize for that now, because although, yes, I still have some bad days and I still get sad and whatnot, I know that's normal, okay? It's just a part of the process. And today we are in a better mood. And I mean, most days I do feel all right, you know what I'm saying? I shouldn't have recorded it when I was super sad, because it turns into something that's super sad, and then people are like, man, you okay, bro? Like, I'm good, guys. I'm all right. Like, I just, you know, that's like, this is one of my outlets. I have multiple, thankfully. This is one of my outlets, and I like to create this podcast to not only document my journey, but to help people to listen to and follow along my journey and let them know that, you know, everybody goes through days like that. You know what I'm saying? So if they're struggling, maybe they listen to that. Like, all right, well, at least I ain't alone. I don't know. I guess that sounds super even more sad, but that's one of the reasons why I do this, man. So anyways, without further ado, we are back on the road, okay? It is Christmas Day. I know you're going to look at this and be like, dang, last time he recorded was like 2.5 weeks ago or whenever it was. But yes, it is Christmas Day. We are recording on Christmas Day. And I am back in my hometown for Christmas. Luckily, my job was able to give me Christmas off, so I was able to travel back home to be with the family for Christmas, which was cool. You know, I don't really feel like... I'm not like extremely close to my family, so I never feel the urge to be with my family or to go spend time with my family, because we just don't have that kind of bond, which isn't a bad thing, you know. If you got it, you got it. If you don't, you don't. But the thing is, you know, but it's one of those things where, like, when you do spend time with them, you're like, man, this is cool. This is nice. This was a good break from, you know, the real life and whatnot. Just how I assume everybody else feels when they do spend time with family. My family relationship's just a little bit different, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, here we are, Christmas Day. Now, my mother had to work this morning. It's currently 3:22. She gets off at 3:30. And so we haven't been able to do Christmas yet, and which is cool. It's the first year, I believe, to my knowledge, which I have a terrible memory, so I could be wrong, but it's the first year that we haven't been able to do the morning Christmas thing. And that's kind of a bummer. And another thing that's kind of a bummer is the fact that it's 65 degrees, and I can't remember the last time we had a cold, white Christmas. And I swear, it's so frustrating, because there's only one day a year, maybe 2 days a year, where we want it to be cold and snowing. Like, we want the cold and we want the snow, and it just never hits. I swear, it never hits like that. So that's pretty frustrating. But other than that, if you get past that, it's going to be a good day. I know it's going to be a good day, because I've decided it's going to be a good day. A good friend of mine told me that even when you're feeling bad, just remember, somebody in the world is having the best day of their life simply because they decided to. I think about that shit all the time, ever since he told me that. So I'm deciding to have a good day today. I'm not saying it's going to be the best day of my life, but, you know, it's Christmas. There is no need to be down. You know, you could think back on things, you can, you know, reminisce, reflect, think about other people, your friends maybe that you're missing, and you know, all kinds of stuff like that. But at the end of the day, it's Christmas. Be with your family. Be thankful that you do have family still alive, because that's something I think about a lot the older I get, because in the past few years, my father lost his mom, his dad, and his sister. And that, I can only imagine like what that's like on him. My dad's a real tough dude, so he don't really show much like that, but he just kind of makes jokes about it sometimes. Like when me and my sister were growing up, my mom and my dad were separated pretty much our whole life. So we had this pretty much, I don't want to say ritual, that's not the word, routine. There's another word I'm thinking of. But anyways, we had this routine where every Christmas Eve, since we were little kids, Christmas Eve, we'd go to my dad's house, spend the night with him, wake up Christmas morning, open presents there, and then we'd go to his parents, my grandma and Poppy, and we'd go to his parents' house, do some presents, and that's where my dad's whole side of the family would be, which was cool, because a lot of them lived in Indianapolis and whatnot, so they'd come down for Christmas, and it was always really cool seeing them, especially my cousin Cassie. I connect with her a lot, so she's like one of my favorite family members. I know I'm probably not allowed to say I have favorite family members, but she is, just because we link on, like our mindsets are very similar. But that was cool. And so that's what we would do. And then after we went to my grandma and Poppy's house, then we'd come to my mom's at like 10 a.m., you know, by that time, and do Christmas at my mom's house. And of course, my dad wouldn't be there. He'd leave, go back home, whatever. But we'd do Christmas at my mom's house. And then, you know, that's about it. When we were young, we also used to go to my grandma's house on my mom's side. But I didn't have a grandpa on that side. He died when I was younger. But we used to go to my grandma's on my mom's side. But now, like I said, my dad lost his mom and dad and his sister. So that kind of cuts out that whole thing of going to my grandma and Poppy's house, obviously, because there is no grandma and Poppy no more. So that's kind of a bummer, honestly, because that was one of the things that I actually, like, I didn't realize it in the moment that I was enjoying it, but I really did enjoy it, because it was cool to just be around them and to see the family. And now it's like we don't get together no more. The rest of the family that's still alive doesn't really get together anymore, which kind of sucks. But we still keep in contact a little bit. And now my mom and my, like, ironically, this is kind of some personal information, but you know what? Fuck it. This is my podcast. I tell you whatever I want. My mom and my dad are like trying to make things work again. And they've been working on it for a couple years now. They've been trying to make things work again. So it's kind of weird to me and my sister, but at the same time, it's kind of cool. So the past couple Christmases, like, my dad will come to my mom's house and we'll actually have like a whole family Christmas all together, you know, so we don't got to go to my dad's, then my mom's. But that's what we're doing again this year, and that's pretty cool. So we're just chilling with my dad and waiting on my mom to get off work this year, and she should be off work real soon and headed to the house. But I just wanted to update you guys on what's going on in my life. Peak season at my job just ended, which is great news. Peak season, instead of 4 10-hour shifts, I was working 5 12-hour shifts. So that was killing my body, but feeding my wallet. You know what I'm saying? We were doing great financially, and which was really helpful for me, especially come Christmas time. It was perfect timing. But now peak season's over, so I can go back to 4 10s, which is good for me, because I've never been the person that wanted a lot of money. I wanted a lot of time, because there's a lot of things that I like to do in my free time that I haven't been able to keep up with because of the overtime at work. And a lot of people my age probably enjoy the overtime, probably want the overtime, make more money, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of the person my dad is. My dad's telling me, get all the overtime you can, make all the money. I'm like, Dad, there's a lot of things I like to do on the side. Like, yeah, don't get me wrong, I want to make money, pay off my debt, save up money to do whatever I want to do, right? But for now, there's so many things that I want to do that require time and not money. I've got the resources, I just don't have time, which is the number one resource. So now that I'm back to 4 10-hour shifts, I'm really excited, because that means I can start firing on all cylinders here with everything I like to do, such as my podcast, my vlog, my flip life, where I flip things, where I buy things for cheap and then flip them on the internet for a decent amount of money. those three things. I like to shoot Polaroid photography. That's another thing I really, really, really enjoy, especially with the wintertime, with the snow. It's awesome. Go to different cities and, like, take pictures. It's just so fucking cool. I love that shit. So I like to do that, and I like to make my own custom hats and custom hoodies and shirts and whatnot. And that's something new I kind of started within the past, like, 6 months, and I'm getting better at it, and I'm getting some inquiries. Like, I'll just make me a crew neck and I'll wear it, and I have people commenting on the photo and messaging me directly saying, yo, where can I get this? How much is it? Where can I buy one? This is awesome. And that's super humbling and super awesome and exciting for me, because it's like, man, something that I just started making just kind of for me, that I just find, like, as I just find it super awesome. Me looking at it, I'm like, yo, this is dope. I love this. I'm making this. I'm going to wear it, because it's just an idea in my head. But something that started as just an idea in my head, when I put it on wax per se and people see it, and now people want to rock it themselves, they want to wear it themselves, which is a really dope feeling. So, like, I don't know how I'm gonna scale that. I don't know if I'll buy in bulk a bunch of crew necks and then make an entire line and then release that line for people to buy. I'm thinking that might be one way I'll go about it, but it all starts with time, right? You got to have time to do this stuff and to do your vlog and to do your podcast and to do your flip life and to do your music that you've been working on. I've got almost a whole album completely written. Problem is, I don't have time to record it, for one, and for two, I really, really, really want to get into a professional studio and pay for professional studio time this time around to make it sound radio quality, right? And in order to do that, you gotta have the money. So that's one thing about the overtime that was good, is that I was making more money so I could pay for the studio time. But I've been using a decent amount of that money to buy people Christmas. I love giving people stuff, so Christmas is, like, a big thing for me. But yeah, man, and on top of that, I love watching the Philadelphia Eagles play football, American football, and that is my escapism. All of this other stuff that I like to do, that's my art. That's my creativity that I'm working. That I see that as work. So that's the things I like to do, where I'm working and grinding and hustling and creating things, and things that are inside my head, putting them down and making them, which is one of my favorite things to do in the whole world, is to create. But that's also seen as work to me. So my escapism is watching the Philadelphia Eagles football team and watching the St. Louis Blues hockey team. Those are my two favorite professional sports teams. So when I get time off work, I like to do that. I don't like to miss a hockey game. I don't like to miss an Eagles game. So with that being said, the Eagles just beat the Cowboys. So that puts us for a tie in the division. Now, we have the last week of the regular season coming up. And in order for us to make the playoffs, we have to win this game. We're playing the New York Giants. We should win, because the Giants are like 3-12 or something like that. So if we win, we clinch the playoffs and we get to make it to the playoffs. But if we lose, there's still a way that we can make it to the playoffs, and that is if the Cowboys lose. If the Cowboys lose to the Washington Redskins, I believe is who they play, who also are like 3-12. So them losing to them is slim, but it could happen. So if we lose, we can still make it to the playoffs if the Cowboys also lose. But if we lose and the Cowboys win, then the Cowboys take the playoff spot instead of the Eagles. So that's frustrating. Not as frustrating with the St. Louis Blues, because the St. Louis Blues are on a 6-game win streak right now and are just killing it. And I think they're going to go for back-to-back cups. And I really hope they do, because me just getting into hockey last year via my family in Missouri, for them to get me into hockey and to become a Blues fan the 1 year. Oh, don't run in front of me, squirrel. Oh, I about killed a squirrel on Christmas. That would have been terrible. But to get into that hockey team and to watch them that year, and then they start killing it, and then they end up winning the cup. It's like, man, what a year to become a hockey fan, right? And it just happened to be that hockey team that they got me into, obviously, because they're from St. Louis, that hockey team is, and these people were in Missouri. So anyways, I'm a big Blues fan, okay? And now I get to watch the rest of the Blues season. I get to watch the rest of the Eagles season if it doesn't end this weekend. And I'm just having, I'm like right now, it's Christmas Day, so I know I'm feeling better. But I feel like things are getting a little bit better for me. I feel like I'm kind of getting back on my feet, whereas the past month I've just been kind of stumbling around trying to stand up. And right now I feel like I'm getting back on my feet. And I just left my buddy Austin's house. I got him a Christmas gift. I like to get all my friends Christmas presents. This year I wasn't able to get all my friends Christmas presents. A few of them I did, but not all the ones I wanted to, so that was kind of a bummer. But I just left my buddy Austin's house. I'm back in town for Christmas, and I ran over to his house and gave him what I got him, and he loved it, which was awesome. And I wanted to make this podcast right now because A, I'm behind on schedule, and B, I was reminded by his family that I am doing better than I think I am with life, you know? They all told me they're proud of me, and that makes me feel so good because I don't hear that a whole lot right now. And to hear somebody say, hey, you're grinding, you're a hustler, like that's what they just told me. Like his sister just told me, you're a hustler. I'm like, you know what, you're damn right I am, because I am out here hustling, man. I am out here doing six different things waiting for one to hit, but at the same time not expecting any of them to hit because I'm not entitled to anything. But I am doing all these different things. I am creating like crazy. And to hear all them say that they're proud of me and to keep going, it's just such a good feeling, and it warms my heart. And it's like, man, this is what I do it for. Like, I do it for myself, and I do it for people like this that notice and that recognize that I'm hustling. So I'm doing better, and I tried to get to the bottom of like why I like to do so many things and create so much. And I think that it all comes down to the fact that I am an extreme introvert. Like, I don't really leave my house. Like, I don't want, other than the coffee shop, I want to go to the coffee shop and I want to go home. And that's about it, man. Now, don't get me wrong, if I'm in a relationship, I'd love to go on dates, and I'd love to, you know, go, you know, ice skating. I'd love to go to this state, you know, when you got a girl, that's different. But when it's just me solo dolo, you can't get me out the house because I don't like to get out of the house. I don't like to talk to people. I'm kind of like, I don't want to say shy, but I don't know how to explain it. All I know is that I am an introvert by the most literal sense of the definition. And because of that, I fill my time with so many ideas. And all these ideas, I don't always fire on all of them. And now it's time to start firing on all of them. It's time to start getting back to making music, getting back to hitting my vlogs 3 times a week. And with that being said, side note, my first vlog is up. It's called Part of the Process, episode 1 of me moving to a new town and trying to get on my feet. Part of the Process, episode 2 will be dropping in the next few days once I edit it. I want to do my music, doing my vlog, doing my flipping stuff and sourcing for new items, doing my custom hoodies and my custom hats, I like to write a lot, doing my Polaroid photography, do all this stuff, man. I love doing this stuff, sneaker collecting and flipping sneakers. And, I'm just going to have a lot of time now to do all this stuff. So I wanted to shout out all you guys. I wanted to update all you guys. And I wanted to say thank you for listening. If you do listen, thank you. It means the world to me. Those of you that have listened and have messaged me saying that you listened and have messaged me saying that you are taking this in as a form of media, and I really appreciate it. And I don't know, it's kind of like, I don't really make this for people to listen to. I make it more as a journal for me, a vocal journal for me to look back on in 10 years and be able to listen to my process of this whole year, figuring everything out when I felt like I was the most lost in life, and being like, man, look at me piece it all together. I can literally listen episode by episode of piecing my shit together. That's what this whole solo cast is going to be about. So that's a quick update. And I just pulled up to the house. My mom's going to be home soon. Got to go back inside with my dad and my sister and her new little puppy. And, that's about it for episode 5. Shout out to you guys for listening. I'm feeling good. It's Christmas Day. And it ain't about the presents, it's about the people, okay?
It's about, it ain't, let me put it this way. Just a little bit of wordplay. It ain't about the presence you open. It's about your presence. Ooh, your presence of being there, being in the moment with the people that you love and care about, because there are people that don't have family to spend Christmas with. There are people who don't no longer have a mother or a father or a mother and a father to spend Christmas with. There are people who lost their kid. There are people who lost their brother or their best friends this year. And to those people, my heart goes out to you. I love y'all. Keep going, man. It's all part of the process. Love y'all. Peace. I'm out.